this climate change nonsense shows no sign of ending. There will today and tomorrow be lunchtime, quote-unquote, presentations on climate change issues held at Parliament House in Canberra for federal MPs. Apparently these presentations, quote, will discuss the impact of Australia's decision to sign the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and the upcoming COP21. COP21 is a reference to next month's Paris Climate Change Conference. Now that Abbott's gone, this has got a massive momentum. COP stands for Conference of Parties, and the Paris Conference, can you believe it, will be the 21st such conference of these parties on, well, it was global warming, now the globe's not warming, so they call it climate change, hence the acronym COP21, but I digress. These lunchtime parliamentary climate change presentations today and tomorrow, we're told, will be conducted by Australia's, quote, most eminent climate change researchers based at leading research institutions across the country, and will, quote, focus on the local, regional and global impacts of climate change, in particular the effects of sea level rise, the economics of reducing Australia's emissions and possible mitigation and adaptation measures. The presentations are, quote, supported by the Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt, Liberal, Larissa Waters from the Greens and Mark Butler from Labor. I can't imagine a greater waste of time. Unbelievably supported by all three parties, but you can bet the so-called, quote-unquote, eminent researchers making these presentations today and tomorrow won't include those who challenge the theories of global warming. They won't be heard. It won't include Jennifer Marahassi, whom we'll talk to later in the week, who has mounted a scarifying case against the temperature recording methods of our own Bureau of Meteorology. I'll tell you what, these people wouldn't be so keen on this global warming climate change hoax if they were spending their own money.